The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is Minute Messages, Gospel-Filled Devotions for Every Occasion. This new devotional resource is written by Issues Etc. guest Dr. Matt Richard. Minute Messages is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Minute Messages, Gospel-Filled Devotions for Every Occasion, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September.
When democracies face a national crisis, often the nations turn away from democracy.
This term, worship center, it's a language that sort of demotes church or desacralizes church into the register of the everyday and brings with it unintended overtones of something sort of transactional.
The only way we know to end suffering is to end the sufferer. But the Lord's response is that he does not bring an end to the sufferer, but he becomes one himself.
The Holy Gospel for the day that we talked about, the words of institution, this is all God's word. The entire service is biblical.
I'm a harpist in Arkansas, and I love Issues Etc.
At his birth, angels appear to shepherds and announce that the Son of God has entered the world through the womb of the Virgin Mary. He is taken by that Mary and Joseph to the temple to be presented there according to the law of Moses, and there are prophets waiting for him to again proclaim who he is, the Savior of the world, the light of the Gentiles, and the hope of every sinful person. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Jesus' birth and his presentation in the temple in Luke chapter 2. Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel will be our guest. Pastor Ted Geese joins us after that to review the movie Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings. We'll spend some time with him talking about that martial arts film. Then Pastor Peter Bender continues our series on the theology of worship. We'll be talking about congregational singing. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Jesus' birth and presentation in Luke chapter 2, Pastor Tom Baker, host of the radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
The story of Jesus' birth is very familiar to us. What are some of the important facts that we often miss?
Well, one of the most important facts is how they got to Bethlehem. There was a king by the name of, or he was the emperor, Caesar Augustus. His real name was Octavian, but in 27 BC, the Roman Senate gave him the name Augustus, which means the exalted one. So what we have here is he becomes an instrument of God, because a decree went out from him that all the world should be registered. And therefore, Joseph had to leave Nazareth, his town he was living in, and had to go to Bethlehem, because that's where he had to be registered to the city of David, because he was in the house and lineage of David. And a lot of times we just kind of forget about Bethlehem, but I'll tell you, Micah chapter 5 talks about this tiny, insignificant city called Bethlehem. It had been the birthplace of Jacob's son Benjamin, the burial place of Rachel, the town of Boaz, and the birthplace of King David. So what does Micah, by the power of the Holy Spirit, say? But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient of days. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. That obviously is referring to Jesus Christ, and therefore a very important point is that he was born in Bethlehem, which was a fulfillment of the prophecy of chapter 5 of Micah, and was also due to God using the emperor to accomplish his deeds. God does that often, using even unbelievers to make sure that the deeds he has set up in Jesus Christ will be taking place. So that would be an important fact that I think a lot of people often miss, the importance of Bethlehem.
Why is the setting of Jesus' birth in history so important?
Well, there are, unfortunately, so-called Christian theologians who take a look at the Bible and think it's filled with fairy tales from the creation of the world in 6 24-hour days all the way to the crucifixion of Jesus and his resurrection. They don't believe any of that. And so it's very important that Luke and others place Jesus historically as an individual who definitely lived at that time and who definitely was the Savior of the world. You take away the history and you lose, therefore, the gospel, which are the promises connected to that history. Therefore, we believe it's very important that the history took place. And that's why Luke spends some time in talking about Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem. And while they were there, this is verse 6 of Luke 2, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now, swaddling cloths, what are they? They were strips of cloth wrapped tightly around infants to warm them and secure them. Before being wrapped, though, the babies were washed and rubbed with salt and at times olive oil, which were signs of tender care. So Luke is giving historical evidence to show that Jesus was born in Bethlehem to fulfill Micah's prophecy and also to fulfill the prophecy of Gabriel when he spoke to Mary about the birth of a Savior.
The announcement of Jesus' birth is made to shepherds. How is that unexpected?
That is really unexpected, because one would assume that the announcement that God would make would be to the theologians of the day, the rabbis of the day, the priests of the day. But instead, they are made to shepherds who were considered unclean people because of their work with the sheep. They were not permitted in the temple, and yet the announcement comes to them. It kind of reminds us also of how God uses Gentile wise men to make the announcement. And it ought to be clear, therefore, that the birth of Jesus Christ is for all people, whether they're considered to be unclean according to the ceremonial laws of the Old Testament, whether they're Gentiles or sinners. No, this is an announcement given to those that is really unexpected. Who would ever thought that the first announcement would be made to individuals who were considered unclean.
What do the angels say to the shepherds?
Well, to begin with, one angel begins, as they almost always do when they are confronting human beings, "Fear not." And then he says, "I bring you good news," which is another way of saying the word gospel. Good news of great joy. And then he says it, that will be for all people, not just Jews, but for all people. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David," that'd be Bethlehem, "a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The word Christ in the Greek is also the word Messiah in the Hebrew. And he's also referred to as the Lord. And that word can often be referring to God himself. And then he gives a sign. "You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And after he says this, the multitude of angels praise God by saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is well pleased." So that's the message from the angels to the shepherds.
Why has the church incorporated that angel's song into our Sunday worship service?
Yes. In fact, this Sunday, we're doing Divine Service Setting 1. And it's not a communion Sunday. If it was, we would be for the hymn of praise singing, "This is the feast." But because it's not communion, we're singing instead, "Gloria in Excelsis." And let me give you the first line. "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth." An exact translation of what that host of angels said to the shepherds. And then we continue, "Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God," and then in this hymn of praise, the purpose of the Lamb of God, "You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord," also what the angel referred to him as. "You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen." And this is a hymn of praise, reminding us not only of what the angels say, but explaining what is said, because we need to hear that just like the shepherds needed to hear from the angels, that there is a Savior. His name is Christ the Lord, and he has come to bring peace on earth. That same peace is mentioned by Jesus on the night of his resurrection, when he appears before the disciples in the closed room. "Peace be unto you."
We're teaching a Sunday school lesson today, Jesus' birth and his presentation at the temple in Luke chapter 2. Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. He hosts a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. When we come to the presentation, why did Jesus' parents bring him to the temple?
Jesus Christ our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is Minute Messages, Gospel-Filled Devotions for Every Occasion. This new devotional resource is written by Issues Etc. guest Dr. Matt Richard. Minute Messages is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Minute Messages, Gospel-Filled Devotions for Every Occasion, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September.
This fallen creation is bested by tornado, hurricane, flood, pandemic, and more. LCMS Disaster Response helps our congregations, their pastors, and other church workers to reach out to their members and neighbors with mercy which flows from Christ's altar. We offer quality volunteer training, help for congregational readiness and response, and disaster grant funding. To learn more, visit lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
All theology is Christology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you looking for a confessional Lutheran church in southern Alberta, Canada? Look no further than Resurrection Lutheran Church of Lethbridge. We rebuke false doctrine and call sinners to repentance. We proclaim the gospel to all and provide Christ's sacramental medicine to those who believe what the Holy Spirit has clearly and inerrantly taught in Holy Scripture. We practice these things in the context of closed communion and with the use of the historic lectionary, hymnal, and liturgy. Check us out at resurrectionlutheran.ca or like us on Facebook or call 403-915-4336.
If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Those words of Jesus have been the motto of Concordia University Chicago for generations. We build our education on the Word of God, the only sure foundation for learning. I'm Dr. Adam Francisco, Dean of the College of Theology, Arts, and Humanities at Concordia Chicago, and I invite you to visit us to discover what it means for God's Word to become the foundation of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.
That is Simeon's song, the Nunc Dimittis. We're talking with Pastor Tom Baker about Jesus' birth and his presentation at the temple where that song was first sung by Simeon. Tom, why do Jesus' parents bring him to the temple for this so-called presentation?
Yes, there are certain ceremonies that are done. For example, among Christians, we have a birth and we may have a celebration at home, but soon thereafter we bring the child to the church to be baptized. Now, in that day, there was an occasion 8 days after the child is born when he was circumcised. That's verse 21 of Luke 2. And that's when he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel, before he was conceived in the womb. But then there was another ceremony called the purification, according to the law of Moses, when Mary and Joseph would bring the baby to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. In fact, the law of the Lord is even quoted in verse 23, as it is written, "Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and there to offer a sacrifice according to the law of the Lord." And they have an option, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And so there's Mary and Joseph following the law of Moses, being in the temple at this time, and that's the reason why they brought Jesus to the temple.
What happens while they're there at the temple?
Yes. While they're there, there is a man, and his name is Simeon. Now, the word Simeon means one who hears. And it says that he was righteous and devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. That is, the comfort of Israel, namely the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit, it says, was upon him. Now we know the Holy Spirit was upon him, according to verse 26, because it says it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he comes into the temple filled with the Holy Spirit, and he sees Mary and Joseph doing to Jesus according to the custom of the law. Verse 28, he takes Jesus up in his arms and blessed God. And here's what he said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." So what Simeon is saying, the way we should understand that hymn of his, is that he recognizes that the prophecy that he would not die until he saw the Christ is fulfilled. And he talks about the work of Christ as a light of revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of even the people Israel. So this is important to understand, that Jesus did not just come to save the chosen people, the Jews, but he came to save all people. And of course, Mary and Joseph are listening to that, and they marvel that this is said about Jesus. And then Simeon blesses them and says to Mary this, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Now, what he's talking about, the sword piercing through her own soul, will, of course, be the sufferings that Jesus underwent in light of his crucifixion, the whippings, the tearing out of the hairs of his beard, the being pierced in hands and feet. Much of this is found in the Old Testament, and it is fulfilled. And so that's the word of Simeon. But then we find another, a prophetess, the Bible says. Her name is Anna. And the word Anna is really the word for grace. And she's a daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. Now, she had lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin. He then died, and she lived as a widow until she was 84 years old. And during this time, she did not leave the temple each day, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, I'm sure she heard what Simeon has to say, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of Jesus to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is an important point to get across to the Sunday school children. Notice that when the shepherds left Mary and Joseph with the baby Jesus, they began to tell everybody that they met about what they had seen. This is also the message of the wise men, even telling Herod what was going on. And then we have here this wonderful woman, Anna, 84 years old, and she is singing and telling others about Jesus Christ. So this is an opportunity for the students to learn that what Christmas is about the coming of the one who is to bring peace. Even though we are sinners, we will be forgiven our sins. Heaven will be our home. And in the meantime, we are to share the message of Jesus Christ with many. And we pray that that message is found not only in our worship, but also in our communication with others. In fact, Simeon's song is well known for us as it often ends communion. And this is important because Simeon held the baby Jesus in his arms when he said, "Now you are letting your servant depart in peace." When we go to the Lord's Supper, we have in our mouths the body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under the bread and the wine. And therefore, we also may depart in peace. And that's why Simeon's hymn is so important to understand as an ending of the Lord's Supper.
Finally, then, what is the law and gospel of this lesson?
The law is we are born as sinners, and therefore we're outside the family of God. And there's nothing we can do because we're orphans. We're really belonging to Satan. And there's nothing we can do to get into the family of God. So God does what we are unable to do. He first of all sends his only begotten Son into the flesh in order to redeem us, and therefore, through baptism, to make us his own dear children through faith in Jesus. And that's a message that ought to really resonate with the children as they're hearing their Sunday school lesson, that they too now have, yes, a natural father, but they also have a divine father and a divine brother in Jesus Christ. They are part of the family of God because their sins have been paid for, therefore forgiven, and heaven is their sure home.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, we will review the martial arts film Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings. Pastor Ted Geese will be our guest.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our trek through St. Mark with Tradition of the Elders, Korban, What Defiles, the Syrophoenician Woman, and Healing of the Deaf Mute. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Your funeral is the last opportunity to make your confession, your final confession from the grave, as it were. In your funeral, you confess before the world what you believe and in whom you trust, Christ and Him crucified. The September issue of the Luther Witness will help you think through this final confession of yours. It will help you think through the funeral service, funeral arrangements, hymns, and more. To purchase your copy of the Luther Witness, visit cph.org/witness. To learn more, visit witness.lcms.org. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Catalina Lutheran, Tucson, Arizona. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Holy Shepherd Lutheran, Haslett, Texas. Lord of Life Lutheran, Chesterfield, Missouri. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Emmett, Idaho. Redeemer Lutheran, Fairhope, Alabama. St. John Lutheran, Champaign, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Chatfield, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Fredericktown, Missouri. And Zion Lutheran, Gwinner, North Dakota. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.